Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Great form by you hitting play on this podcast. Now, check out Same Racer, the brand new racing app for same race multi-tips. Same Racer. Download from the App Store and Google Play. Powered by Bluebet.
Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858.
Mark Polmans joins us now on the first serve after qualifying for Wimbledon for the very first time. It's been a really special week. Mark, thanks for your time. Take us inside this week. You must be absolutely pumped to be in the main draw at the All England Club next week.
Yeah, thank you, Josh. I'm quite pumped, you know, to get through yesterday's, you know, epic battle. Every time I play five sets, I seem to go all the way, play all five sets. So I was just happy I was able to come through it. To have a shot now in the main draw at Wimbledon, it's an awesome opportunity. Yeah.
You touched on that third round of qualifying because you breezed through the first round and the second round, but yesterday went for five sets. It went for nearly 4 hours, I think. Take us inside that match because it went to 11-9 in the deciding set. It was an epic encounter in qualifying. It's just amazing that that's the way you qualified for Wimbledon for the first time.
Yeah, I mean, it was a back and forth sort of match. You know, I had a great start and took the first set and he battled back. And I won the third set in the tiebreak. So, you know, it could have gone either way at that stage. But, he did well to fight and take it to a five-setter. But I just think I had a slight advantage, you know, serving first in the fifth because, you know, I was always ahead of the scoreboard and eventually, you know, I knew the pressure would become, you know, quite a lot, especially, you know, getting to 9-all, 10-all. I'm just happy I was able to break eventually, just in time before the match tiebreak happened at 12-all. Definitely a cool way to qualify for my first Wimbledon, definitely.
You've spent a lot of time at the Kooyong Lawn Tennis Club, and a lot of Australians grow up watching Wimbledon on TV late at night and dreaming about playing at Wimbledon. Were you one of those kids that grew up dreaming about playing on Wimbledon?
Oh, I think all young kids, you know, we've grown up watching, you know, Federer and Rafa have all these epic battles at Wimbledon. So it's always been, you know, it's the only slam I haven't played in the main draw of. So it was definitely something I really wanted to achieve. To be in the singles main draw amongst all the other, you know, best players in the world. And I think there's nine Aussies in the main draw this year. So it's a good achievement for the Aussie tennis, definitely.
Let's talk about your preparation now. You fell in the third round of qualifying at Roland Garros and headed to Nottingham and played a couple of tournaments there. What's your preparation been like on grass? Because as we know, it's a condensed season given the delay of Roland Garros. It's really come around really quickly.
Yeah, it was a quick turnaround after Paris. You know, I went to hard court for a few days in Valencia and then went straight to Nottingham when they allowed the players to arrive. I lost first round of both challenges and close matches. But I just feel that was always going to be great prep for Wimbledon. Having 2 good weeks on grass and practicing a lot on it. So I feel like that paid off at the qualifying at Wimbledon. But it's such a short season. So you got to enjoy it. It only comes around for three and a bit weeks. So unfortunately, this is the last event on grass for me this year. But, it's going to be a good one at least.
Let's talk about next week now. Your first round opponent is a man that's been around for a very long time. He's a 37-year-old from Chinese Taipei. He's won more titles on the Challenger Tour than anyone. He reached the quarterfinals at Wimbledon back in 2010. You've never played against Yen Sun Lu. How do you prepare for someone that you've never played against and how are you feeling leading into your first round match?
Yeah, Lu, he's been around a very long time and he's been in the top 100 for a very long time too. So he's one of these guys who, you know, he knows his game. He knows how to win. So it's going to be a good challenge. But he hasn't been playing a lot this year. He's just been picking and choosing a few of the big events. So, you know, I'm happy that I've got a lot of matches under my belt, and I'll definitely have more under my belt than him. So I'll be, you know, looking to you know, do my best and try to extend the match and make it physical and see how things go. Yeah.
You mentioned the top 100 then. You've been bouncing between 100 and 150 for the last 18 months. How much of a goal is breaking into the top 100 for the first time?
Yeah, it's still the big, my number one goal for me is to reach that top 100 level. You know, it's extremely difficult to, you know, to get into that top 100. You have to win a lot of matches and at big tournaments, really, to get enough points to get up there. So, you know, this will be a big opportunity for me playing in the main draw of a slam. And yeah, I'll keep staying persistent and keep pushing for that the top 100 goal for me.
Mm-hmm. Last question I want to ask you, Mark, is about the restrictions for players at Wimbledon and even across the tour this year. It's such a difficult time for not just the sporting world, but the whole world. Tell us about the restrictions that are placed on the players right now. I understand that there's even barricades outside the hotel to prevent players from wandering anywhere.
Yeah, mate, there's definitely a couple restrictions that all the players need to strictly follow, or else you'll be resulted in, you know, being pulled out of the tournament. So yeah, we do a COVID test, which is the first one every 3-4 days. And then, you know, we're in the bubble, so you can't leave. You can't leave the hotel. You only tennis and hotel. And if you do try to leave, the security guards will stop you. So there is no way you leave in the hotel. But I mean, this is the reality now of what the tennis world looks like. So, you know, most of us are getting used to it, but some players are struggling more than others. But you know, I'm just happy that we can be playing these big events again. Definitely.
Well, Mark, everyone at SEN, the First Serve, and Australian tennis fans hope that you spend plenty of time in that hotel across the next fortnight so that you go have a good run at this tournament. Thanks very much for your time on the First Serve, and we look forward to chatting with you throughout the tournament.
Thank you, Josh. Appreciate it, mate. Thank you.
Want to witness the world's biggest football game? Head to iCanWin.com.au, predict Australia's score with a crystal ball, and it could be you and a friend at the FIFA World Cup Qatar 2022 semi-finals, all thanks to McDonald's. Maccas, together and loving it. TNCs apply.